listen into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared. 1 John 5:4, Amplified Bible. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God.
Everyone born of God. We know everyone who's born of God is one who believes. So every believer in Jesus Christ is a person born of God. Everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. Now, that which overcomes the world is our consistent, is our continuing, persistent faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That which is victorious and overcomes the world is our continuing, persistent faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On Friday, I did say that it is not our human strength, it's not our human ability, it is not our human power that overcomes the world. Our flesh is weak. Our flesh can do nothing against the world or against the things of the Spirit. All right? And I said, it is not our self-righteousness that overcomes the world. It is not our personal godliness, personal holiness that overcomes the world. It is not our intellectual acuity. It's not our intellect. It's not our intellectual acuity that overcomes the world. It is not our emotional intelligence that overcomes the world. And finally, Friday, I said, it is not our moral fortitude. It is not our moral fortitude that overcomes the world. We have to understand that. It is not in us. It is not in the flesh. It is not in the human makeup to overcome things of the Spirit. Because the world is talking about here, it is the ways of the world that are produced by the devil. It is the norms, the customs of the world, the habits of the world, the trajectory that the world is taking as dictated by the devil. That's what he's talking about here. What he's talking about the world. And he says, it is only our faith. That means we are unable, completely unable to overcome the devil. We are completely unable to overcome spiritual darkness. The only thing that overcomes is our faith. Every born again child of God is given a measure of faith. Every person, the moment you are born again, you are given faith. We have to distinguish. Unbelievers do have faith, but that is not spiritual faith. That's natural faith. Everyone not born again has got natural faith. But the faith is talking about here, it is the spiritual faith that every born again child of God is given a measure when they are born again. Am I talking to somebody? Now he says, it is only the faith in us that is able to bring about the victory. It is the faith that overcomes. And you know how New King James and King James puts it. It says, this is our victory, our faith. It says, this is the victory, our faith. The faith is victory itself. So that's why the writer here, he stated very boldly. That's boldness. Everyone born of God is victorious. That's bold, church. He didn't say some who are born of God. No, it's not some, it's everyone. Can you see that? It's not some who are born of God. No. Every born again believer is victorious and overcomes the world. Now, when you get amazed and begin to doubt what he's trying to say, he tells you, no. It has nothing to do with you. It is the faith that is in you that is given to you as a gift when you're born again. We understand that, friends? Glory to God. So it's not anything. It's not our self-righteousness. Say, I do this, I fast, I pray, I go to church, I don't miss, I'm committed to church, a church I serve. No. Those things don't overcome the world. They are very good. Those things, they come spontaneous from a child of God. All right? So it's not that. It is not our personal godliness. You see that? Our personal holiness. I don't do this. I stopped doing that. I've now separated myself from that. Oh, I used to listen to wrong kind of music. I don't do it anymore. I used to smoke. I stopped smoking. I used to drink. I stopped drinking. I used to womanize. I stopped womanizing. No, my friend. It's not your personal holiness. It does not overcome the world. Personal holiness comes spontaneous. It's a fruit of the Spirit. You see that? So you're stopping something does not mean you will overcome the world or overcome Satan. No. It's not our intellect. It's not our intellect. It's not our intellectual ability and capability. No. It's not that. Some people are problem solvers, naturally. No, your problem solving skills will not overcome the devil. Your problem solving skills will not chase away not even a single demon. Am I talking to somebody? It's not our emotional intelligence that when we are under attacks, you really know how to remain calm under pressure and remain focused. No, that will not overcome the devil. You know, there are people, no matter how much pressure you can heap on them, they remain calm and remain focused. You won't even know that they are going, passing through things. No, that does not overcome the devil. It's not our moral fortitude. You know, there are people who have shunned all immorality. They can't even see people kiss on TV. No, the moral fortitude, moral uprightness. They can't even see people kiss on TV. No. When an alcohol advert comes on TV, they switch channels. They don't even read newspapers. They don't read Sunday Times. They don't read City Press. They don't read Daily Sun. They don't read Sowetan, Citizen, The Star, you name it. Moral rectitude. These are things of the flesh. They will contaminate me. No, that does not defeat the devil. That does not give you victory. No. You will not overcome the world because of your moral rectitude. The word of God says, it is our faith. It is our faith. It is our faith. It is our faith, church. It is our faith. It's not our personal abilities and capabilities. No, it is our faith. That's very important to know. Very important to know. Because If it were the things I just mentioned, the five things I mentioned, the Word of God would have told us that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3:16. New King James and Amplified Version. Oh, hallelujah. The problem is this, Jay. Because when we falter in any of the five things I mentioned, or some of them, or all of them, you know what happens naturally? I write myself off. Did I talk to you? If I falter in any of the five things I mentioned, or in some of them, or in all of them, if I falter, then I write myself off. No. No. Get Friday's message. No. No. It's God's ability. It's God's power in me. It's not me. I no longer live. That means I no longer consider myself. I no longer consider my human ability. I no longer consider my human capability. No, no, no. I no longer live. I consider myself dead. Any special gift or talent in me, I don't consider anymore because I no longer live. But Christ and the life that I now live in the body is no longer by my power. The life and I live in the body is no longer by my power, but by the power of Jesus in me. Oh, come on, church, today. Glory to Jesus.
Ephesians 3:16, New King James Version. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
To be strengthened, yes, sir? To be strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened, to be enabled, to be energized, to be empowered. In the inner man. Primarily here, he's talking about the spirit of man. Because inner man is the spirit and the soul. That's the inner man, not the outer man. The outer man is the body. The outer man is the flesh. So you've got the outer man and the inner man. The inner man is the spirit and the soul. But primarily here, he's talking about the spirit man. He says the spirit man needs empowering. The spirit man needs strengthening. The spirit man needs the energizing of the Holy Ghost. He needs power. Now understand that you may be strengthened not in the outer man, but in the inner man. Can you see that? The things we're mentioning now, the five things, that's outer man. Faith is of the inner man. The victory is of the inner man. The overcoming power is of the inner man. True spiritual victory is of the inner man. Not the external. Not the outer man. All right? Let's go to these scriptures to see how to strengthen the inner man. Okay, you can read Amplified just for a good measure.
Ephesians 3:16, Amplified Bible. May he grant you, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality.
Can you see that? Show me, sir. May God grant you, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power that comes from the Holy Spirit in your inner self. The inner man, not the outer man. To be energized, to be strengthened, energy of the Spirit, to be energized, to be strengthened, to be enabled, to be empowered. Why is that necessary? because of the scripture we read first. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith is of the inner self, it's of the inner man, it's of the spirit. That's where victory is located. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, Jude 20. Good News Bible. 1 Timothy 4, 6 and Jude 20. Good News Bible. Yes, you may read for me, sir.
1 Timothy 4, verse 6, Good News Bible. If you give these instructions to the believers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. As you feed yourself spiritually on the words of faith and of the true teaching which you have followed.
Aha. Remember, we talk about the strengthening of the inner man. Now he says, show me, go next. He says, as you feed yourself spiritually on the word of faith. Feed yourself spiritually on the word of faith. Feed yourself spiritually. Feed yourself spiritually. Feed yourself spiritually. You are feeding your spirit. The only way to feed your spirit is on the word of faith. It is with the word of faith. And that the Holy Spirit uses the word to energize your inner man. Feed yourself spiritually. You are feeding yourself with McDonald's, you do well. You are feeding yourself with Burger King, you are doing very well. But you are only feeding your outer man. You are strengthening your outer man. You are energizing your outer man. That's why your body, your physical body, which is your outer man, requires energy. As your physical body requires energy to function, so does your spiritual man. He requires the word of God, the energy that comes from the word of God, to be able to function. That's why when you fast food, not fast food, you know, but when you fast food, you grow weaker and weaker. Because your body is not receiving energy. Your body is using, is depleting energy. You get weaker and weaker. Just as it is with the physical man, so it is with the spirit man. When you don't feed the spirit man with the word of faith, the spirit man grows weaker and weaker. Now, this is important. Remember, everyone who's born of God is given a measure of faith. Now, that faith is maintained and grown through and by the word of faith. You notice, I didn't say Bible or just the word of God. No, it's got to be the word of faith. You notice there are people who have read the Bible for many years, but they are still spiritually nowhere. They are spiritually nowhere. Am I talking to somebody? There are people who know the Bible, who read the Bible, who studied the Bible, but when it comes to issues of faith, they are nowhere to be found. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, to feed your inner man, to feed yourself spiritually, you have to do it with the word of faith. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of faith. There's a word. When you listen to the word, when you listen to the word, faith comes. The word increases your faith. Not every scripture in the Bible increases your faith. Because the Bible itself in its entirety, it's logos. It is the rhema, the revealed, the quickened, the inspired word of faith that gives you faith. Am I talking to somebody here? Glory to Jesus. Now that spirit man who is born again and God gives us a measure of faith will not be able to grow, will be malnourished, simply means will be very weak. When your spirit man is weak, you are very weak in faith. When your spirit man is weak, you are weak in power. You are weak in power. Am I talking to somebody here? Now he says we must feed. Why? In order, this spirit man, when he is weak in power, he cannot overcome anything. That's why you have Christians that are overcome by anything and by everything. Where is the problem? Their spirit is malnourished. There's a problem in their spirit. Because Holy Spirit, he uses the word of God to strengthen our spirit. He uses the word of God to energize our spirit. He uses the word of God to empower us. When you say, I have the empowerment from the Holy Spirit, he does it through the word in your spirit. Can you see the mechanics? To receive power from on high, Holy Spirit will use the word of faith in your spirit to quicken your spirit, to quicken you according to the word of faith inside you. Am I talking to somebody? So he says, my son, make sure that you feed yourself spiritually on the words of faith. It's in the Bible. It didn't just say on the word. It says on the words of faith. Your spiritual man can only feed on the word of faith to be strengthened, to receive power. Please understand, spiritual power resides from within. Don't forget that part. You have no spiritual power except that power resides within you. True spiritual power resides from within. Am I talking to somebody? Jude, sir, please. 20.
Jude 20, Good News Bible. But you, my friends, keep on building yourselves up on your most sacred faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit.
It says, but as for you, my friends, keep on building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Build yourself. Build yourself. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Remember the first scripture. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Because unless you build yourself up on faith, you will have no victory as a child of God. Neither will you enjoy blessings. Neither will you enjoy prosperity. Neither will you enjoy success. We must be built up on our most holy faith. By the word through the Holy Ghost. The word through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, I just explained already, it says, praying in the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, here's something amazing. You see, my friends, people mistake this scripture. In fact, most of it is just pure ignorance. It doesn't mean that just praying in tongues, it gives you power. No, praying in tongues will give you power if you are full of the word of faith. Minus the word, you are praying in vain. Because Holy Spirit does nothing for you and to you minus the word. That's why we must be built up on the foundation, on the back of the word of faith. That's the only way we can build ourselves up on our most holy faith. We need the word. Now, when we are full of the word and we pray in the spirit, dynamite. Is someone hearing what I'm saying? When we are full of the word, When I say brabo, shaparaba, whatever, but I must be a man or a woman of the word. Then power comes. Then power comes from the Holy Ghost. It is true, when we pray in the Spirit, power will come. But this power will come through the Holy Spirit because of the word. Why is it so difficult for people to understand today? Listen, let me give you this analogy. The Lord gave me this analogy this morning. He said, I am the house of God. I am the building of God. So I says, build yourself up, right? Jesus is the foundation. The building material is the word of God. The builder is the Holy Spirit. I am the house of God. The foundation is Jesus Christ. The building material is the word of God. And the one who builds me, the builder, is the Holy Ghost. Now, we all know sitting here, you can build no house without material. You can build no foundation without material. You can have a builder, but without the material, you've got nothing. Hence that scripture. Building yourselves up on your most sacred faith or on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost cannot come minus the word, because he needs the word as a building material. The word of faith. Your faith growth is directly proportional to the growth of the word of faith in your spirit. Your faith growth, to grow in faith, your faith growth is directly proportional to the growth of the word of faith in your spirit. You can never grow in the Spirit without the word of faith. You can have no power whatsoever unless it is by the word, the deposit of the word of God in your spirit. Peter, do you hear what I said? You can have no power unless it is by the deposit of the word of faith in your spirit. Because the word of God is a building material. The Holy Spirit uses that word to empower you, to fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. He uses that word. Come on, church. Are we together? Our faith growth is directly linked, is directly proportional to our growth in the word of faith. Please, it's important, is the word of faith. Not everybody who reads the Bible, not everybody who has the word of God, the word of the Bible, is growing in faith. I think we all know that by now. The Lord says, if you have faith, if you believe, you can say to a mountain, it will move. Come on. The Lord says, if you have faith, if you believe, you can say. But here's something people don't understand. The word of God gives you language. So it's not just saying out of the flesh. It is saying, standing on the foundation of the word of God. Amen. If you take your time, we all know theologians, whether theologian or not, it doesn't matter. But the word of God is silent, is relatively silent on the first 30 years of life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God is silent there. But one thing you will find is the Lord growing in the grace, growing in stature. And people overlook that. It says he grew in stature. He grew in grace. You know what he's telling you? He was growing in faith because of the word. And the word of God says exactly the same thing about John the Baptist. Now, At 30, you see Jesus perform miracles, but you are missing the part where it says he grew. That's why the word of God is silent. The first 30 years of life of our Lord Jesus Christ, he had his own growing in the word to do. He had his own growing in the spirit to do. Understand, although he was 100% God, he was also 100% man. Jesus never performed miracles as God. He performed miracles as man. Never performed miracles as God. If Jesus performed miracles as God, it would be unfair on us. Number one. Number two, it would be impossible for us to perform any miracle. He had his own growth to do, his own growing on the word, his own growing in faith. And then, when he turns 30, he says after he was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Why? Because God had prepared him with the word. His spirit was grown. His spirit was now mature. His spirit was now a man. In the spirit, not in the flesh. And that's exactly what the Lord is telling us. He says, the reason you don't have victory is because your spirit man is weak. He's not receiving energy from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, to give you energy, he needs to burn the fuels of the word. Without the fuel of the word, Holy Spirit can't empower you. That's why I say, most Christians, they are overcome by anything and by everything because they've neglected the important issue of the word of faith. The important issue of the strengthening of their spirit man. Am I still with you? I haven't lost you. Notice, not everyone will say, Reko Sotoba, Rebebebe, oh yeah, yeah. They've got victories. Because they don't understand. It's not just praying in the spirit for the sake of praying in the spirit. It is praying in the spirit, standing on the word. Not just praying in the spirit for the sake of praying in the spirit. And notice, even those who don't pray in tongues, they have gigantic victories. Pardon the word gigantic. They don't pray, speak in tongues, but they've got victories in the spirit because of the word. Speaking in tongues is a manifestation. It does not mean when you don't speak in tongues, you are not full of the Holy Spirit power. No, speaking in tongues is a manifestation. Are we together, saints? You seem too quiet on me. I'm afraid. I don't know what wrong I've done you. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 13, Good News Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 13, Good News Bible. And this is a mistake that we do. We major on prayer without growing in the spirit. Write that down. The mistake we do, and it's one of the many mistakes we do, we major on prayer without growing in the spirit. Prayer does not bring power. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that bring power. You can pray as much as you can and still remain powerless. Prayer doesn't bring power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. More prayer, more power. No, it's not true. That's just not true. Prayer does not. Come on. Religious people, they pray more than we charismatic people. True or false? But we move in power. We demonstrate power. They don't. People, they pray by the book. They pray routinely. They are just religious. But they can't heal nobody. They can't cast out one devil. They can't do nothing. There's no power whatsoever. So if prayer were a source of power, these people were supposed to be very powerful. You don't major on prayer, neglecting your own spiritual growth. No, church. It will be defeat after defeat, although I'm praying. Although I'm praying, but it will be defeat after defeat after defeat after defeat after defeat. Hallelujah. We need to grow spiritually and pray, but not doing the one, you know, at the risk of excluding the other, at the risk of leaving the other out. We have to do all these things together. You read for me, please, sir. So that's why it's imperative that you develop a relationship with the Word of God. Build your own. It's unique. It's peculiar. It's unique to you. Have your own unique fellowship with the Word of God. You're unique. You know what David says? He says, I have more knowledge than all my teachers because I meditate on the Word of God. That's bold. That's bold. That's bold. If it were today, we would put it like this. I have more knowledge than all my spiritual fathers. If it were today, we would say, I have more knowledge than all my spiritual fathers. Because I meditate on the Word. That's what I'm saying. Develop your own relationship, your own fellowship, your own. It's unique. And see. Because the Word of God brings wisdom. The Word of God brings understanding. The Word of God brings knowledge. And when you have wisdom, understanding, you have success and riches and what have you. That's what the Word of God says. Yes, read for me, sir. Ephesians 6:10-13, Good News Bible.
Ephesians 6:10-13, Good News Bible. Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. Put on all the armor that God gives you so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground.
Isn't that so beautiful? Show me, sir. It says, finally, build up your strength, your spiritual strength, in fellowship with God. Build up your spiritual strength. And please, remember, this is verse 10. He continues to tell you why. Build up your spiritual strength in the Lord, yes? By means of his mighty power. That means when we build ourselves spiritually on the Word of God, like I said, the Holy Spirit energizes us. The Holy Spirit enables us. The Holy Spirit empowers us. So we are empowered, right? As we build ourselves up spiritually on the Word of God. We are empowered. We receive power, and that power is within. Now he says, you require the power within because, show me, put on all the armor of God that you may be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. Number one. Can I see why you need the power? You can never be able to stand up against the devil's tricks if you don't have that power within. Number two, show me. For we are not fighting against human beings. Please, we are not fighting against human beings. As a result, we do not need physical power. If we're fighting against human beings, we would need physical power. We are not fighting against human beings. We do not need physical power. We need spiritual power. People are not the reason why you don't have a breakthrough. People are not the reason why you are not blessed. People are not the reason why you lack. People are not the reason why we are poor. People are not the reason why you are sick. People are not the reason why you're not married. People are not the reason why you are a divorcee. People are not the reason. We are not fighting against human beings. People are not the reason why you never went to school. People are not the reason why you are a failure in life. But what is the reason for that? The wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world. Yes, the rulers, the authorities, and the cosmic powers of this dark age. These are the things responsible. Now, these are spiritual forces. Now, you need to be strengthened in your spirit man, because these are spiritual forces. Oh my God. Number four says, so put on God's armor now, then when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks. It didn't say when evil days come. Evil day. Every one of us born of God, there is a time. This is a period. It's a season. There's a season of attack that comes. Just we've got winter, autumn, summer, spring. There is a season of attack that befalls all of us. As long as you are born of God, you will have, and you know it, if you know it, maybe if you are ignorant, you are ignorant, but a season of attack comes to all of us. It says, and when that season comes, you'll be able to resist the enemy's attacks. But remember, he started in verse number 10. Strengthened your spirit man. Because when this day comes, it's not physical. Because when this season comes, it's not physical. When this season comes, it's spiritual. Now you need the inner, you need to tap into your inner spiritual resources. When the evil day comes, you need to tap into your inner spiritual resources. Oh my God, I'm getting excited. When the evil day comes, when the season of attack comes, you need to dig deep into your spirit. It's not looking around. It's not looking back and forth. No. You need to dig deep into your spirit resources. Your spirit resources. What happens? So that you'll be able to resist. Now, God is telling you, prayer is not an emergency line to heaven. We need to always stay prepared for the evil day. It's not when the evil day comes, suddenly we go to prayer or we resort to prayer as an emergency line to heaven. No, we need to stay prepared. Because if you wait until the evil day comes to pray, you've waited too long. Remember what the Lord said to his disciples. Said, can you not tarry with me and pray just for 1 hour? Indeed, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And he said, pray that you do not enter into temptations. The prayer that he was telling them to pray was supposed to strengthen them in the spirit. And because they failed to pray, when the enemy came, they all deserted him. Others, they cut people's ears. The spirit was weak. The prayer he told them to pray was to strengthen their spirit man, so that when the enemy hits, when the enemy strikes, remember when the enemy struck, Jesus was the only one standing, the one who was praying while the rest were sleeping. Ah, come on, church. When the enemy struck, the Lord was the only one standing. And remember what happened when they said, "We are looking for Jesus." He said, "I am." They all drop on the ground. Why? He had just arose from prayer. Abasangizwa. He had just arose from prayer. You see, he did not pray when the enemy came and used prayer as an emergency line. No. He was prepared before the enemy came. So he was strengthened in the spirit. When he said, "I am," they all fell with swords and everything. And he said, no, stand up, boys. You are here for an assignment. Fulfill it. Jesus was not captured. He gave himself up. Jesus was not captured. He gave himself up. What would you do when people are on the ground? Some of us. You would become Caster Semenya. You'll just vanish. They'll never catch you. Glory! Strengthen yourself on your most holy faith. Build yourself up upon the word of faith in the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. It's not physical power, church. It's power within. Drawing from power within. When you're weak within, when your spirit man is weak, because of the malnourishment of the word of God, every attack that comes by the dust. And you'll end up blaming everybody, blaming God. No, my friend, your spirit man is weak. Cannot resist. Please, so that you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks, God did not say, "I will resist the enemy on your behalf." God does not resist the devil on our behalf. Why? He gave you faith. And faith is the victory. God does not resist the devil. Jesus destroyed the devil once and for all. So when the enemy attacks, God does not resist the devil. He says, "You do your own resisting." That's why everybody born of God is given a measure of faith. He's given a measure of victory upon which you ought to grow yourself. Amen. Have you read in the scripture, God says, "I will resist the devil for you"? And that's what Christians want. And that's what Christians think. And that's what they believe. And they believe amiss. Because when attack comes, you offer prayer, emergency line to heaven. You want God to resist the devil. That's unscriptural. That's unbiblical. When enemy attacks, you offer prayer to heaven as an emergency line for God to intervene. That's unbiblical. It's unscriptural. We must always be ready. Because remember what the Lord says? He says, a thief comes in the night when nobody expects. You don't know when the day of attack will come. So stay prepared. You don't know when it will come. You don't know. It doesn't knock. Does a thief tell you? Because if the thieves were going to tell us when they're going to break in, my goodness, we would be ready with our pangas, with our machetes. In Nigeria, they say cutlass. We'd be ready with our cutlass. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah, we would be prancing up and down. We are ready. No, but the thieves, they break when nobody expects. and you remain and gritting your teeth and say, if I knew, I would have gathered my buddies. Hallelujah. Are we still good? You still love me? Now it says you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks, and after fighting to the end. Who's doing the fighting? Clap hands for yourself. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground. God wasn't fighting, you were fighting. Glory to God. God wasn't resisting, you were resisting the devil. Can I say this? I don't know how to say it. Holy Spirit, help me how to say this. God is so big. What is put in you, it is so big. And the devil is so small that God can't, what's the word? He can't belittle himself to come fight the devil. Devil is too small. He says, resist him. Fight him. That's how small this devil is. Can you see that? That's why, because I can't fight this. I gave you faith. Faith is your victory. I'm too big. This thing is too small. I have destroyed this thing once and for all. You deal with it. So Satan is within our jurisdiction to give him a good whooping. Oh my God. The devil is within our jurisdiction, church, to give a good. God-given jurisdiction. Peter says, resist him and he will flee. Fleeing does not just mean running away. It means running away in terror, terrified. The devil is within our jurisdiction to deal with. Come on, church. To deal with. Oh, hallelujah to God. Oh, glory to the church today. So in other words, Satan is really not our problem. Our problem is ourselves. By refusing to grow in the spirit, by refusing to feed ourselves spiritually with the word of faith. So it's not a problem. The Lord took care of the devil once and for all. That's why he was led into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And during that time, he was tempted by the devil. That was the defeat of the devil. He tempted the wrong person. He tempted his nemesis. You know, when you're tempting somebody to kill you, now you're bringing yourself to your own demise. So the devil took himself to his own demise when he went to the mountain, somewhere in Jericho. When you're in Israel, they show you somewhere on the mountains of Jericho. That's where the temptation took place. And it's very dry, and it's very hot, and it's very humid. Now imagine you are not eating for 40 days and 40 nights in that environment. That's what the Lord did for us. When we fast under the comfortable conditions of our environment. The Lord was not like that. And remember, it was all alone. All the disciples had fled. It was all alone. And he did it for you, and he did it for me. So he was dealing with the devil once and for all. That's why after that 40 days fast and 40 nights, you don't hear about the Lord fasting again. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Romans, let's look at two examples quickly and close the message. Example number one, Romans 4, a practicality of what we're talking about. Putting human face to it. Romans 4:20. Romans 4:20, please. The devil is too small for God to handle. Too small. You must understand that. It's too small. Too small. That's why God says, I've delegated to you. It's within your jurisdiction to deal with him. It's too small for God to handle. You may read for me, please, sir.
Romans 4, verse 20, New King James Version. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God.
He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. The promise was the word that was given to him. That's Abraham. But he was strengthened in faith. He was strengthened in the spirit. His spirit man, Abraham's spirit man, was strengthened by virtue of the word that God gave him. The word that God gave him was the word of faith, because if you read in Galatians, it says this gospel began to be preached by God to Abraham. So the gospel first came to Abraham. Abraham, he was there before the law was. So it is the word of faith that sustained this man. Can you see that? He did not waver. Even though his flesh was growing weaker and weaker as he was growing older, but his spirit was growing stronger and stronger. He did not waver, church. His human ability was wasting every day, but his spiritual power was intensifying by the moment. Why? He was standing on the word. He was building himself up spiritually on the word that God gave to him. He's our good example, Abraham. He grew stronger, powerfully, on the word that God gave him. His spirit man was strengthened. He was strengthened. Hallelujah. It's the same thing with us. The same thing with us. Listen to me. We know every time when you're standing on the word of God, the devil won't stop tempting you. In fact, it will tempt you all the more. He did the same thing with Abraham. He was not exempt. That's why we have Ishmael. But you see, even during and after Ishmael, Abraham did not stop believing God. Ishmael was the making of his wife, not Abraham. Come on, read your Bible. Ishmael was not the making of Abraham. Ishmael was the making of the wife. The man gave in to the pesking voice and tendencies of the woman. It's the woman who says, who brought, because Hagar was Sarah's servant. Sarah brought her servant to Abraham, says, my Lord, sleep with her so that I may have child, I may be with child through her. Abraham never wanted that. He never said that. Because why? He was growing stronger and stronger on the word. He was strengthening himself spiritually on the word. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And his physical self was wasting. His physical self was wasting by the day. But his spirit, stronger and stronger by the moment. I say strong and stronger by the moment. Remember what I said on Friday. Do not mistake your physical ability for spiritual strength. No. When we are sick in the body, does not mean you are weak in the spirit. Abasangizo. A man of faith may be sick in the body, but be very strong in the spirit. A man of faith may be very poor, but very rich in the spirit. A man of faith may be lacking in the physical, but God have everything in the spirit. Oh my goodness. You can't reconcile the two when it comes to a born again child of God. What you see, people they say what you see is what you get, but not with one born of God. Am I talking to you? People they say what you see is what you get, but not so with one born of God. The word of God says, a spiritual man who can understand. Because just when you think you have concluded on them, they will appear somewhere. A spiritual man who can understand. The one we are writing off is the one who's will be helping you tomorrow. The butler and the baker, they forgot about Joseph in the prison. But he's the one who came out to rule over them. Obviously, the one died. The butler, the cupbearer. Only the baker was spared. The baker who forgot Joseph in prison, Joseph became his boss. That's him. Who can understand a spirit man? A spirit man, you leave him behind bars. The next thing you know, we are bowing to him. Oh my goodness! A spiritual man who can understand! Glory! Come on, church! Come on, church! Haman, constructing the gallows to hang Mordecai. A spirit man. The next thing you know, who's hanging on the gallows? A spiritual man who can understand. One who stand on the word. Who can understand? I say one who stand on the word of God. Who can understand? The people who seem to be succeeding, don't worry about them. Pray for them. Pray for them. They need it. They need your prayer. But don't bother yourself. You are a spiritual man. You are a spiritual woman. No one can conclude on you. They are driving fleshy cars. They need your prayer. Pray for them. They need it. They need it. When your moment comes, so don't compete. Don't compete. You are a spiritual woman. You are a spiritual man. Oh my God. When they've told everyone that you are dying, you'll be the one praying for their sicknesses. I say, when they've told everyone that you are dying, you'll be the one praying for their sicknesses. A spiritual man, a spiritual woman who can understand. Don't compete, please. Don't compete. Don't compete. The world can't understand you. Don't compete. Your job is to stand on the word. Build yourself up strong in the spirit on the word. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet Samuel arrives at the house of Jesse to anoint the boys. Even the most handsome boys, they appear, which most of our ladies here, they would never leave church when the guy is still at church. They all paraded, but there was one spirit man who was in the field. And the man of God says eventually, we will not sit. Come on, you're on the field, you're minding your own business. You are writing poems to God. The Psalms you read, those were poems written to God. The man is busy writing poems and saying, reciting poetry to God in the field. He's minding his own business. Something is happening at home. He's not even there. He's not even away. But the man of God says, until that one comes, we are not sitting down. Imagine, and he's the last born. Even your eldest brother can't sit down. A spiritual man who can understand. Oh, church. Oh, church. Oh, church. Do not let your debts today define you. Don't let physical things define you. Physical things can't define you. Why? Because we are bigger and we are greater than physical things. Listen to me today. You are bigger, you are greater than your debts. You are boss over the debts. Don't allow them to define you. No. The fact that you don't have money now, don't let that define you. Where you stay, don't let it define you. They say, where do you stay? We are even afraid. CBD. CBD where? Because CBD can be everywhere. CBD Joburg. Don't be afraid. Don't let where you stay define you. Somebody works in Sundowner. They say, where do you stay? He says, Sundowner. No, you work there. Don't stay. You work in Sundown. Now you don't stay because you're afraid to say where you stay. No, my friend, you are bigger than all your physical circumstances. You are greater. You are greater. I say you are greater. You are greater. The banks that are pursuing you because you owe them, soon they'll be pursuing you because they want business from you. I say the banks that are pursuing you because you owe them, because you are a spirit man, you are a spirit woman, very soon they'll be pursuing you for a completely different reason. Seeking business from you. And because they've got amnesia, they forget very quickly. They would soon have forgotten how they persecuted you. And I would be asking for your business. Hallelujah.
Acts 9, verses 21 to 22, New King James Version. Then all who heard were amazed and said, Is this not he who destroyed those who called on his name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
Saul increased all the more in the word, in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why 21 says they were amazed. They were amazed. Because now they were seeing a different person. A man who was increasing in strength. He was growing in strength. Understand this, church. They were not amazed because he was stagnant. They were amazed because he was increasing. They were amazed because he was increasing. Show me 22. Saul increased all the more in strength. That's what made them amazed. He was increasing all the more in power. In power. How did that happen? Because the word of God was increasing in him. The word of God was growing in him. The word of God was prevailing in him. And they were all amazed. I said they were all amazed. I said they were all amazed. They will be amazed at you. They will be amazed at you. You, the one who used to ask them for money. No, I'm wrong. You who used to beg them for money. No, I'm wrong. You who used to nag them for money. When you begin to grow on the word, they'll be amazed at you. They'll be amazed at you. Say, this one was nagging us for money all the time. Give me this, money that. Say, oh, when they see you, they say, oh, there comes money problems. The more money, whatever, that song. Hallelujah. But when you begin to increase on the word, church, things turn around. Things turn around. They'll be amazed at you. So when you come, they say, how are you doing? You say, I'm fine. Then they say, are you sure you don't need money? Because they are used. So here comes money problems. Hallelujah. But when the word of God, increases in your spirit. When the word of God increases in your spirit, everything begins to change. Listen, the Holy Spirit does work. He works in our spirit. The Holy Spirit, He works in our spirit by the word of God, and everything begins to change for us in the physical. Do you hear what I just said? The Holy Spirit, He works in our spirit by the word of God, and then everything else begins to change in the physical. That's how it operates. It does not start from outside. It starts from inside.
Were you inspired by this message? Well, you can always join us at Unit 5B, London Lane, Selby, Johannesburg, for our Sunday services at 9 a.m. Wednesday prayer services at 7 p.m. For further inquiries, contact us on 011-028-4981. Like us on Facebook at Kingdom of Sons Ministries. Catch us on Twitter at KOSM_world. Follow us on Instagram at KOSM_world. Also, to see more faith-building content, download our app on Google Play or iTunes by searching for Kingdom of Sons Ministries. Till we meet again, God bless you.